Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name is Sid and I accept I'm an alcoholic. And the question is, how do I know I'm an alcoholic? Well, first of all, let me tell you how in the beginning I didn't think I was an alcoholic, because I was married, had a beautiful wife, two beautiful kids, owned a business, could drink all top shelf stuff, no worries at all, and had 24 employees. So I didn't think I was like the alcoholic who lived in the park. Unfortunately, the only difference between the alcoholic who lived in the park and the alcoholic that lived in the penthouse is the height above sea level, which didn't take me long to find out. I never used to think my drinking affected anybody else, because I used to drink with my mates at the hotel after work, and of course everyone drank, so I didn't consider myself any better or any worse than them. But unfortunately, over a period of time, I found that I needed more and more alcohol to get the same effect. And I never liked the taste of alcohol. I drank for the effect. Whereas before, I didn't drink a lot to get a good effect. In the end, I was drinking at least one bottle of scotch a day. And all I was doing was passing out or getting very sick and not feeling very good. And of course, that started to affect my social life, my work life, because, and my home life, until it got to the stage where I couldn't even really go in and make decisions at work. So alcohol was affecting then, costing me more than money. And the thing was as well too, that once I picked up that first drink, I couldn't guarantee my behaviour and I couldn't guarantee how many more drinks I would have. So in effect, it is the first drink that did the damage for me, that's for sure. So when I came into the fellowship and looked back on all of these things with a sober mind, I could see all the damage that I did do, especially to myself as well, health-wise. But today, I live a great life. I still, I'm retired now, but I enjoy peace and serenity and have a great life because of Alcoholics Anonymous, and because that one day I surrendered and said that I accept I'm an alcoholic. So what do I do now? And of course, what I did now then was to come to Alcoholics Anonymous, get a sponsor, join a home group, and attend regular meetings. Hope this helps. Thank you very much.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.